You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Os Yud Ches. Vayein od Barambam kan Perkei Halachates. Halokech behema mima os meiser sheni b'Yerushalayim. Chayeves b'Bechora. So this is the scenario. Someone has meiser sheni, he's mafresh meiser sheni. He's put to the meiser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Because like it says, ki yirchak mimcha haderech, if it's difficult for you to actually carry your produce to Yerushalayim, you repayder your meiser sheni at a chomesh, and you bring the money to Yerushalayim. And the halacha is that when you bring the money to Yerushalayim, you have to spend the money on something that's roi la'achila. So he goes ahead and he buys an animal. This animal, in the interim, gives birth to the firstborn. Does that firstborn have a din b'chor or not? So according to the Rambam Shita, Halokech behema mimos meiser sheni, someone who goes ahead and buys an animal with the money of meiser sheni in Yerushalayim, and the animal gives birth, chayeves b'chora. There's no patur of hekdesh, according to the Rambam, on the b'chor. Now normally there's a patur of hekdesh, meaning if hekdesh owns an animal, the animal is patur from b'chor. That's the Gemara in Beis Amar Aleph in Bechairis. It says, V'hikdashti b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, which excludes a guy and excludes Hekdesh. Here it's interesting that if you purchase an animal with most Meiser Sheni, and the animal then gives birth, that the Rambam Paskins Chayev. It's actually a Beferish Yerushalmi. V'hu meha Yerushalmi. It's actually Yerushalmi. Perk Aleph Halacha Beis and Meiser Sheni. Ayin Kesef Mishnah. Umarit al Gazi Hoschala, Herich Lefalpel. The Yerushalmi Mavur, the Yerushalmi says this halacha of buying an animal with Mos Meiser Sheni and the animal then gives birth, if the animal is Chayiv and Bechor or not, was totally on the machlokas we have throughout Shas. What is the status of Meiser Sheni? Is Meiser Sheni Momon Bailim or is Meiser Sheni Momon Gavoha? So the classic case of Meiser Sheni Mamon Bailim Mamon Gavoha is a Gemara Kedushin involving an Aleph that speaks about if you could be Mekadosh and eat Isha with Meiser Sheni. So someone brings Meiser Sheni food from outside Yerushalayim into Yerushalayim. Let's say he has wheat, and he brings wheat that's Meiser Sheni. He brings wheat that's Meiser Sheni into Yerushalayim. And he's going, okay. He's Makanish and Isha with the wheat. So according to Reb Meir, Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoha. And the Kedusha is not a Kedusha. According to Reb Yehuda, it's Mamon Hedya, and therefore it is a good Kedusha. Similarly, the Yerushalmi says, that we're talking about a case like this, Avrami. A guy enters Yerushalayim with most Meiser Sheni. So Rambam says, if he then takes that most Meiser Sheni, and he buys an animal, and the animal then gives birth to a bechor, the Rambam says that bechor is chayiv in dinei bechor. That's the Rambam here. Take a look. Perek ba. Hey halacha test in bechoris. Halokech behema mimos meiser sheni, b'Yerushalayim chayeves b'bechor. It's actually a Yerushalmi. The only problem is the Rit Al Gazi says is that Yerushalmi doesn't say it as a halacha psuka. It says that it's based on Machlokes Rav Meir Rabbi Yehuda B'chol HaTorah Kula. The Yerushalmi Mavur, the Toiba Plukta. The Yerushalmi says whether an animal purchased with most Meiser Sheni is Chayiv and Bechor was actually a Machlokes Rav Meir. Where Rav Meir discerned Meiser Sheni Mamon Gavoha Potter Min HaBechor K'mo Behemoth Hektish. Ule Chacham Chayeves B'Bechor Dehavi Mamon Hedyot. Ayein Slach Psochim Zayin Amar Aleph. I'm very happy to see you.
Oh.
Because I have some things that are bothering me. You'll help me clear them up in the session.
Oh, boy. We're like chopped liver.
That's chopped liver over here.
That's pressure.
I'm going to be supposed to say, what am I, chopped liver now?
Exactly.
Vayin slach psochim zayin amra aleph. Shinis topic ibam mos maisa shini amrina mamma gavol v'shayach lehu plukta. So it's very interesting. He says this machloik is a famous machloik throughout Shas, Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, where the Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoha, Mamon Hedyot. So one nafkamina the Gemara has is Esrog. If you, let's say you have a field full of Esrogim, and you're mafresh Meiser Sheni, can you use an esrog to be yotze the mitzvah of lekichas esrog from esrog ma'aser sheni. So the Gemara says you need lachem. So according to Reb Meir, ma'aser sheni is moment gavoa. You're not yotze lachem. According to Reb Yehuda, it's moment hundred. You are yotze. So the Rishami says that if someone comes into Yerushalayim once again with Moos Ma'aser Sheni and he purchases an animal, the Rishami says, according to Reb Meir, that Ma'aser Sheni is Mom Gavoa, the animal is Potter from Bechor. Because the animal has the Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni and it's Potter from Bechor based on the idea that it's Hektish and Hektish is Potter from Bechor. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Chayiv in Bechor. So Rabbi Yehuda says Bechor HaTorah Kula, that Ma'aser Sheni is Momen Hedyot. Vayin Slach Psachim Zayin.
When did he purchase it?
What?
When did he purchase it? After it was already born? As a Bechor?
No. The case is he purchases in the Keva.
And then the Bechor is born?
And then Bechor is born.
Okay.
Happy Bechor. In Shalmi, it seems the Bechor should be obvious. If it's all in Gavoa, then
it's part of Bechor.
If it's mom, if it's yours, then you.
That's the Yerushalmi.
Right, I'm saying, but how can you say? How can you say, like it's not a chiddush? I mean, how is it going to be?
That's what the Gemara says. Because the Gemara is going to ask. Because I'll tell you what the Yerushalmi asks. I'll tell you the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks the question, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Ma'aser Sheni is mom in Gavoa, how could you be makriv the Bechor? There's no patur of hekdesh coin to Rabbi Yehuda because it's Maman Hedyot. How could you be makriv the Bechor? Why? Because when you're makriv the Bechor, you go ahead and take the Yimurim, many of the limbs, and you sacrifice them on a Mizbeach. That's taking Ma'aser Sheni and not eating it, but destroying it. There's an Isser to destroy Ma'aser Sheni. So the Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara asks, how in the world could you be makriv the Bechor? Mashma, the Gemara is saying, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has Kedushas Bechor, but you can't be makriv it. By the way, it's not such a crazy concept. There are many cases where something has Kedushas Bechor, but you can't be makriv
it. If it has a mum.
A mum oivah. Because a mum kavua, you can eat it. You're not makriv it. But there are cases where it has Kedusha, and you can't eat it, you can't be makriv it. Like a mum oivah. Or a case of a roveya and a nirba. If a bechor becomes a roveya and a nirba, or a bechor is goneach, a yigach, or he's does negicha. The halacha is he's not royal the government is beach, but it's not enough of a psul to allow a kohen to eat it. There's also the other class of case. We said chustaritz.
So you wait until it gets a moon.
What? You wait until it gets a moon. So the Gemara seems to say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's chayiv in Bechor, there's something that's preventing you from bringing the government Mizbeach. What's preventing you from bringing the government Mizbeach is...
It's like a toyva, because it's...
Well, it's not a toyva, but more it's that you can't be mafsid Ma'aser Sheni.
No, I was talking about the case.
Right. Ove and Yerba, we had that earlier. It's not kosher the government Mizbeach, but it's not enough for psul the government Mizbeach to be matur. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's really the Yerushalmi Ma'aser Sheni. Yerushalmi Ma'aser Sheni is saying, yeah, you could have a Bechor that's Ma'aser Sheni if you bought an animal with Mamon Ma'aser Sheni. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says there's a Kedushas Bechor because it's Mamon Hedyot, there'd be no Hakrova would not be possible because the Yerushalmi says, because you're Mafsid the Imurim from the Mitzvah Sachila. So he just brings, he's just in the sidebar here, it's a sidebar. But the Tzlachim Psachim Zayim Ralaf, which I didn't see, has a question if this machlokas Reb Meir of Yehuda applies also to the money of Ma'aser Sheni. Meaning very often the Gemara is speaking about the actual produce itself. For instance, matzah Ma'aser Sheni is, I think the actual Ma'aser Sheni from the field, wheat from the field, and you make challah out of it. You take the actual esrog out from the field and you use it to be yotzei the mitzvah. So many times the case of Mamon Gavoa Mamon Hedyot is not talking about the money. It's talking about the actual produce. The Tzlach is not sure whether that machlokas transfers to the money that you have been paid the Ma'aser Sheni with. Now here's the Beferish Yerushalmi that says that machlokas also is transferable to the money. Therefore, Moos Ma'aser Sheni, according to the mayor, Mamon Gavoa, is Potter from Bechor, the animal is Potter from Bechor.
That's what I assume, what you said before, when you buy an animal, you buy an animal from Ma'aser Sheni,
right?
But there's pots that are not edible, that you don't have to worry
about. That's
about.
Okay, that's like the Gemara says. The Gemara,
that will be used for
other. Right, for instance, the Gemara says you can buy, the Gemara has a limit for that. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says Bechol is a ribui, that I can even use most Maaser Sheni to buy a jug with wine. Even though the jug is not edible, I can buy the jug with the wine. Uh-huh. So too, the Gemara says, I can buy an animal.
Just for the meat.
Meat and the hide, I guess, chulin.
Hide is chulin. Because they're edible.
Right. The problem is, if something that's normally edible, and you're being makrovit legad mizbeach. So it's very interesting that the Gemara says there could be no hakrav. The Gemara then says a very interesting, there's a halacha, a very important halacha. The halacha is, it's based on the first Mishnah in Maaser Sheni and the Gemara Menachos. Anytime you're paider Maaser Sheni, the money in Yerushalayim has to be spent on shlomim. Meaning if a guy shows up in Yerushalayim with Maaser Sheni money, he can't just buy pastrami sandwiches. He has to buy, if he's buying meat, he must buy shlomim. Based on a Gzeirah Shav of the Gemara Menachos. It says, V'achalta Shom by Maaser Sheni, and by Shlomim it says, V'zavachta V'achalta Shom. Shom, that almost Maaser Sheni spent on meat, must be spent on Shlomim. So the Gemara asks, how could you spend it on Shlomim? If you'd spend it on a regular animal, you'd eat the whole animal. If you spend it on Shlomim, you're losing the Imurim.
Right.
Right, so the Gemara has two answers. Similar problem like Bechor.
Yeah.
The Gemara says, Ein hachinami, it's a problem, but the Torah is mitzavei, bring a shlomim. Meaning there's an overriding tzivui of shlomim, which overrides the bittle of the Maaser Sheni. That's one answer.
And that can't apply to Bechor.
No, can't apply to Bechor, because the Din Bechor is an external halacha. Mm-hmm. It's not internal to Dinei Maaser Sheni, correct? The Din of Shlomim is internal to Maaser Sheni. It's one of the protidir of Maaser Sheni, so it overrides the other problem of, you know, v'achalt, you must eat.
Otherwise,
so
normally you learn right. From one to the other, they more...
Right. So the Gemara asked that question, I'm just pointing that out. So the Gemara says Shlomim is different. The Gemara actually gives two answers. One answer is that it's a special, you know, one overrides the other. The other answer is b'lekicha nafke mikadusha sayhu. That the moment you go ahead and buy it, the Maaser Sheni Kedusha leaves and the Shlomim Kedusha enters.
Oh, that would apply to Bechor.
That would apply to Bechor. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, my nafkamina, the mafkamina might be Bechor, the Gemara says. So two approaches.
Interesting.
Anyway, again, the sidebar is that Tzlach is not sure if this machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Meir applies to the money. So he says, Minchas Chinuch in a sidebar, Vishtamite HaYerushalmi HaZeh. Could it be that Tzlach missed the Yerushalmi? Shuv Ra'isi. Furthermore, I saw, Shemechilas Kvot Torasu Ishtamite Namishas Aruch Menachos Pei Bezim and Aleph. V'matfis Mos Maaser Sheni V'Shlamin. The Mefarsh HaShas Tatoil Plukti Im Maaser Sheni Mamigavo. Similarly, the Gemara speaks about using the money of Maaser Sheni for Shlamin, and it ties in this machloka. So there are many places within Shas, Yerushalmi and Bavli, Minchas Chinuch says, where it's clear that this machloka between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, Maaser Sheni, Mamon Gavoh, Mamon Hedya, is not restricted to the actual produce itself, but even extends to the money that you're part of it. V'chein Mavu B'Ram, Perk Zayim, Maaser Sheni, Halachates Ayin Sham. So the question is, what about the Rambam? The Rambam, this is the problem he's going to raise. The Rambam says a statement, Halokeach behema b'mos Maaser Sheni b'Yerushalayim chayevus v'b'chayra. So according to the Yerushalmi, that would mean that the Rambam paskins like who?
Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda, right, correct. The problem is it's unclear how the Rambam paskins. The Harambam b'perek gimel Maaser Sheni halacha yedzayin posik the Maaser Sheni mamon gavoa. V'ech pasik the chayevus v'b'chayra. How could the Rambam on one hand paskin in Hilchos Maaser Sheni, that it's Mamon Gavoa, and then Paskis Chayev and Bechor. The Yerushalmi says that the two are contradictory. Ach b'emetz HaRambam l'shitosai. But the Rambam is not just problematic here, but he's problematic in a number of cases. Why? The Gemara didon p'sachin l'mechesem and alf mevor, the matzah v'esok shom Maaser Sheni l'Rab Meir, ein yoitzin behem. The problem is the Rambam is inconsistent when it comes to Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoa. Meaning he's bringing up that there's a separate problem how the Rambam can maintain the halakhas like Rabbi Meir. Nevertheless, those things that seem to be dependent on Shitas Rabbi Meir, the Rambam does not go in that direction. Meaning, for the coin to Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says, you're not yotze with Esrog Shom Maaser Sheni and Matzah Maaser Sheni. And it's Potter Menachal, correct? Because Ariso Seichem. The problem is the Rambam and Bikurim Vav Yedalad when it comes to Chala Paisik Techayevus V'Chala V'chem Perk Vav Mechus Chometz V'Matzah Allah Ches Posik V'Yotzi Dechovas Matzah V'chem Perk Ches Mechus Lod Allah Ches Posik Shadom Yotzi Dechovas Chovas Esro V'yen Kesem Mishnechus Bikurim Sham Yashav Tiver Rambam V'Belecha Mishnechus Chometz V'Matzah Sham Perk Hei Me'irshus Allah Chedalad Kvar Herichu Kol Achronim V'en Kama Kamal Arach. So I'm not going to go into this, but there's a general problem that the Rambam states Zichus Meister Sheni is Bam Gavoa. But in all the instances where the Gemara says clearly that according to that opinion, you're not Yotze Matzah, Esro, Girachai, V'Chala, the Rambam contradicts that and says you are Yotze Matzah, you are Yotze Esro, and you are Chai, V'Chala. So there's a general problem about how the Rambam can maintain Meister Sheni, Bam Gavoa, nevertheless, Paskin and all those halachas against. What the Gemara seems to say is dependent on Mamun Gavoa.
I don't know if there's a right from the Gemara, but with Svara, you might say that anything you might say, Shani, is true, it's Mamun Gavoa, but you're allowed to be in Mahana from it. You're allowed to get Hanoi. You're allowed to treat it as if it's your own.
Mm-hmm.
So in such a case, it's called Shalachem. I mean, I don't see any. The Gemara would have to say.
The problem is
I'm just
the
Gemara. The Gemara doesn't
say. The Gemara says, Esel Shamaiser Shani. The Gemara says, the Rameir, and Yotze, Mamun Gavoa, or Rabbi Yotze.
So, according to the Rambam, Lomayin Nafkamina, then it's Taka Mamun Gavoa.
It's a good question. It's interesting, because I think he even says, I don't know how Chazishas. Kladakas Kim Karashanisha.
Oh, okay. So
but I don't know. I don't have Ishas here. Harakei Alokhadal, how's he possibly
Karashanisha with it?
The point being is that even though the Rambam on the face of it,
I'm sure you could be Mekadosh an issue with it because it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with Hanoah.
No, the Gemara says it's totally not machlokas.
Yeah, it's totally
that's the Gemara says.
We're going to look right now on the Rambam. Parakeh.
That's why you're here.
I'm here just for this. You're here for the brain power. I'm here for the little computer.
It's not true. You're here for both. You're here for Sinai and Okahar.
What is it? Perakei Halacha Dalad. Okay. Kidsha b'meiser sheni. Bein b'shoigig, bein b'mezid. You have two possibilities now.
Right.
Mekudeshes or ain't a mekudeshes?
Mm-hmm. Or both.
Ain't a mekudeshes. Ain't a mekudeshes.
So it sounds like he's holding on to
the Lefi she'ain lo la'asos bo sha'or chefotzov ad she'ischalo she'nemer b'maiser b'ashem hu. So now maybe mitzvahs is, I don't know. Now.
Sounds like a mayor, right?
Sounds like a mayor, Mamun Gavoa. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear that.
The Gemara says, the Gemara and Kedushin involved
that he could be
Mekadosh. It says clear that you can be Mekadosh.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's 100, yeah. So the problem, so he's pointing out, there's a general problem to Mimi Yashia. Forget Bechor. Bechor is not our only problem when it comes to Meister Sheni according to the Rambam. That's his point. Because the Rambam passes Lokeach, Behema, the most Meister Sheni, Birushlam, Chayavis, Bechor.
By the way, this is B'Meister Sheni, Mamish.
This is the actual produce.
This is the actual produce.
Correct, correct.
We're not talking about Moos Meister Sheni.
Correct, right.
So maybe Lokeach, Moos Meister Sheni is different.
The problem is the Yerushalmi says that the Machlaikas is totally in that, right? Yerushalmi says, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you're Chayavis B'Bechor, you still can't be Makrovit. But it's meaning that it's totally a Machlaikas from Meir Rabbi Yehuda. But all the Mincha, again, all the Mincha Sinas is pointing out is that the Rambam is not only a problem when it comes to Bechor of Moos Meister Sheni, but in general, the Rambam seems to have contradictory positions when it comes to Meister Sheni Mamun Gavoa.
Well, listen, okay, interesting.
As we say, Ein Kan Makom L'Harich in that, correct?
Yeah,
that's a whole different thing.
Well, let's look at Perek Vav Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Yotzei Yedei Chovas Matzah. Let's just take a look at that. Perek Vav Hilchos Chametz Matzah.
He's tricking you.
No. Whether he's talking about Meister Sheni there or Matzah Lekuchos Mimos Meister Sheni.
No, I think he's talking about the Gemara's about the produce, the wheat itself, I think. But take a look.
That is in.
Oh, you're already in the Rambam, so you can get there quickly?
Yeah, Hilchos, Perek, Chametz Matzah.
Vav Ches, right? Vav Ches.
Perek Vav Halacha Ches. Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Vav Ches. Interesting. Chen Yotze B'Matzah Shal Meister Sheni B'Yushalayim. And you also the matzah shall meister sheni Yerushalayim. Matzah Shel Matzah Sheni. And Hilchos Lulav, we have that also. Perkhas Milulav Halacha Beis. Perkhas Hilchos Lulav.
He says what? Because it can be.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that it's a mitzvah? So that's what love the hannas net and the whole that don't have anything to do with it.
No, actually, but I'll read you something, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm reading from Chaim Kanievsky, okay?
Uh-huh.
He has a Derech Emunah, which is like a parish on the Rambam. So this is, I'll read it, ready? Isa Shal Maisa Sheni, Yerushalayim, Ayin Kesef Mishra Hiksha, the Basuk of Amit Heim and Alf, I'm reading Isa Shal Maisa Sheni, the Divar Reb Meir, the Sfirla Maisa Sheni, Bam Gavo, Paturim in Achala, the Rabbeinu Pasuk, the Perak Gimon Maisa Sheni, Halachid Zion, Kereb Meir. So how can you pass him like Reb Meir, the Rav, and also pass him, Isa Shal Maisa Sheni, Yerushalayim, Chayav Zbechala, right? So this is what he says. Ukid the Baskinah, Bekadushin, and Dalam, and Beis. Ve'ech Pasach Kan, the Chayav Bechala. Ve'teretz B'Shem Hari Korkis. The Besukah Shom Pligi, Reb Chia Bar Avin, Reb Asi. The Reb Chia Bar Avin, Sfirulei. The Oral Apostle, Be'esrog, the question is, why is an Esrog Shel Oral Apostle? So according to one Mandiyomer, it's possible because Ein Bo Heter Achila. According to the other Mandiyomer, it's possible because Lefi She'ein Bo Din Mama. Right? So Gemara says, Ma'ika Benayhu, Esrog Maiser Sheni L'Reb Meir B'Yerushalayim. Because if I don't need a Din Mama, but I need a Din Achila, so I have a Din Achila, right? So maybe the Rambam is not so sphere when it comes at least to this case of...
That's a little bit just what I was saying.
Yeah.
You could eat it.
So when it comes to Esrog, you could dismiss the Rambam. What about Chala though? That's the question. So it's interesting because that will only answer the question of Esrog. Because if you that Esrog, even though there's no Din Mamon, a Heter Achila is enough to write, is enough to be say Yotze Esrog. Which is interesting that Lachem is defined as the Heter Achila and not a Din Mamon.
Correct.
So maybe you could go ahead and answer Esrog. But Chala, I don't see how you can answer with that, correct? And the Gemara says, Beferish, Isa's Chala is dependent on that Machlaikis. Anyway, this is the problem. I mean, I guess he discusses it at length here. Mm-hmm. It's a whole paragraph. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to point out that particular prat. Mm-hmm. Okay, Va'ayin Shem Ot Shapil Pel, the Re'al-Dazim. Like I told you. I quoted that to you, right?
Right.
The problem is the Rambam doesn't say you can't be makrifin. The Rambam just says, the Rambam should have added Chayos Bechor Avol Ima Krivenoso. The Rambam does not. V'arambam Stam Hadvarim V'ayeng Sham Shekosav V'emesim Lokach Behemim U'beres. So the Rit al-Ghazi says like this. If the fellow, when he purchased the Behema, was already pregnant, Mimos Maiser Sheni, the Kedushas Maiser Sheni, Chala Olavlad Gamken, Tavim Momen Hedyot V'kadosh V'kadosh Bechor. Meaning, not every case of a Bechor has the problem of Ein Makriven. The only time you would have the problem of Ein Makriven is if the Vlad, also has Kedushas Maiser Sheni. And not every case would it have Kedushas Maiser Sheni. This is a very innovative answer. Meaning, when does the Vlad have Kedushas Maiser Sheni? Only if the mother was already pregnant and you bought it. So the Mos Maiser Sheni also is applicable to the acquisition of the fetus. Or You bought two animals of Maaser Sheni, and they procreated. Therefore, they would both have Kedushas Maaser Sheni. Aval, however, the Ritva Gadi says, Imkana para mimos Maaser Sheni. But if a person, Lu Yitzur, would buy a cow from Mos Maaser Sheni, V'nisabel Efton Mizokhash Achulin, and then post the acquisition, it was impregnated by a Zohar that was Chulin, not Maaser Sheni, Imken Etzla Vlad, Havila Zev Zegorin. Then the Vlad would not have Kedushas Maaser Sheni. Meaning the Vlad would have Kedushas Bechor, but not Kedushas Maaser Sheni. Because the Kedushas Maaser Sheni is Noveya from the parents. And the Gemara in many places says a case like this. This is the case in many places in the Gemara. You have an animal that's nearby a Roveya. Correct? And then it is impregnated by an animal that's Kashrut L'Mizbeach. The offspring, even though it comes from a mother that's Roveya Nirbo, the offspring is Kashrut L'Mizbeach. Because Zev is Zegorin. Here too, he says, the reason that the Rambam, Ritva Gadi says, the reason the Rambam is Soisim it is because it's not true in every case. For instance, I'll give you Kana Parah Mimos Maaser Sheni, this Abra Etzvah Mizokhar Shachun, Imke Etzvah Vah Havla Zev Zegorin, the Hazokhar Shachun, Gorim Gankim Vah. Imkain gorim chulin umaiser sheni. Vezev zeg gorim shari kumavur b'tamur olamad beis and many other places. V'rambam and perakimim and chusav zeves bechol chidgimim. Imkain ain al havai kedushas maaser sheni or mutal v'hakir v'ayimurim. V'avugah bezev zeg gorim midin bittel hu u'bekesis mishnah b'perakimim chus nedarim sof halok chidgimim v'vur the dover sheish matirin kumo delo batel achinami lo aminu zev zeg gorim. Ayin Ram Bavura Zara, Umaiser Sheni Havli Dover Shiyeshla Matirin. Meaning maybe Zev Zegorim should not apply, interestingly enough, to Maaser Sheni, because of Dover Shiyeshla Matirin, right? Mikomakom Kasa, the Zelo Avi Dover Shiyeshla Matirin, Shiyamkin Akshiyipo Bomum, Al Kain Bottle Shopir, Im Kain Benis Abra Etzlo, Mizokhar Chulin, Mutala Hakrif Aymurim. Varam kan perkei halacha tes kosa shekosav halokech behema sosa mashma afnis abra etz mizocher chulin al kein sosa madar v'ayin shem od ba'orech. It's very hard to say that was the Rambam's kavana, but it's a very innovative answer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And not every case of a
that was such a special
bechor from behema maaser sheni is also hakrava, meaning he could find the case that it's mutaba hakrava.
Where he bought it, it wasn't yet.
Meaning the Kedushas Maaser Sheni is not transferred to the Vlad.
Yeah.
And therefore the Rambam is sosim. Interesting.
Mind you, in that case, even Remeir would be Maida, that it's Chayevus Bibachaira. I mean, you know.
No. Why not? Because the Patur goes on the mother. Meaning when you have a Patur, the Patur goes on the mother. Meaning, if a guy does not own the Vlad, but owns the mother, it paters it from Bechor. There's a patur of just owning the mother. If the mother is not fully owned by Yisrael, right, then there's a patur Bechor, not the Vlad. So here everyone agrees that the animal that's Nikach, but most Maaser Sheni, the mother herself is for sure Maaser Sheni, correct?
Yes.
So if it's Mamon Gavoa, it means that it's owned by Hektish. So the ownership of the mother creates a patur in the Vlad based on that it's not Yisrael, based on its Hekdesh. That's why if a man wants to create a patur in his Bechor, he doesn't have to sell the Uber to a guy. It's enough for him to sell the AIM to a guy. Or either one.
Or any portion of the
animal. Right, he could sell the animal.
The tip of the ear.
He could sell the animal or the fetus, but you don't need the fetus, right, to have that patur. So according to Rav Meir, it would never be chayv b'chor based on the mug, correct? Okay. Let's do the next two paragraphs. Fascinating topic. What about lokeach behema miperos shvius? This is like every wild case. Od mavur b'ram kan perkei halachatess. The lokeach behema miperos shvius. Harezu patura min ha-b'chor. I mean, a guy is shmita, and the guy goes aliyah l'regel. And he has with him, let's say, some Shemitah fruits. And he takes the Shemitah fruits, and he goes ahead and purchases an animal with the Shemitah fruits. Is that animal then Chayev or Pater B'Bechor? So, the Rambam, this is where I'm going to need your help. The Rambam says that it's Pater from Bechor, Shereinemar la'achla v'lo l'schor. Right? V'im tiyeh chayevus v'bechura hareza mistakir. There are two gear sauces in the Gemara. One, it's the Gemara in Bechura Sid Bezum and Beis. The Gemara in Bezum and Beis says, Behema shal shviyas p'tura mi Bechura. Why?
Because he's giving to the kind.
Well, one second. So the Gemara, our gear, in the gears of the Raivet is, Shenamar la'achla v'lo la'sorfa. That every part of the Shemitah of Shviyas has to be eaten and none of it can be burned. The moment you convert the Peir Shviyas into the Bechor, you're taking some of that Kedusha Shviyas and you're burning it al Gabi Mizbeach. Similar idea to Maaser Sheni, but it's not because you're being nifsat from Achir, it's similar. It's a Pasuk, Va'achla V'lo L'Sorfa. That's our Girsa in the Gemara. The Rambam had a different Girsa. That behema shall shmita, a behema that you buy with produce, shmita produce, is part from Bechor la'achla v'lo l'schor. What's the, I'm not sure where, how it gets that. Listen to the Rambam, I'll read you the Rambam. Halokeach behema m'mos ma'isah sheni gushom chavis v'bechor. That's what he did already. Aval halokeach behema m'pero shviyis harezu p'turim in a bechor. L'fi she'eno reshoi l'schor b'pero shviyis. Okay? Sharinemar b'vahayisa shavas ha'eretz lachem la'achla. La'achla v'lo l'schor. V'im tiyeh chayevis b'bechorah, and if it would be chayev in b'chorah, hareza mistaker b'bechor, shere yotzer mitoras peiros shviyas. Do you understand that? How is la'achla v'lo l'schorah b'mafkir kedushas b'chor? I'm not sure.
But he's giving it to the kohen, that we know. He's giving it to the kohen.
Yeah.
Right?
Now la'achla v'lo l'schorah, I understand. Meaning, I'm not allowed to go ahead and take peiros shviyas and channel its Kedusha, and anything that will not, what?
He has an obligation to give the Bechor to the Kohen, right?
We don't know that yet. The question is the animal Chayav and Bechor or not, right?
But if he were to give it, he would be fulfilling his obligation of giving it to the thing. That's called Schara.
That's Schara?
That's what he's trying to say.
Harez, it's interesting. It's not so much Schara as Nistakir. He's using the Peiros Shviyas to for his own gain. But how is that really his own gain? Is that really his own gain? Hareza mistaker b'bechor. Shere yotze mitoras peiros shviyas.
He's giving it to the coin. He bought, what did he buy?
Listen to this lotion. V'im tiyeh chayeves b'bechor. Hareza mistaker b'bechor. Meaning, the animal can't be chayev in b'chor. Because if the animal is chayev in b'chor, it's causing it to be over the problem of la'achla v'lo l'schora. Hareza mistaker b'bechor. Shor yotzim mitoras peir shviyas.
What pshat? By giving it to the kohen.
That's considered to be l'schora?
Yeah. Give him a ton, give anything, you're not allowed to do it. That's called
I mean, giving the b'chor to a kohen is a form of commerce.
He has an obligation by Torah to give the b'chor to the kohen.
Meaning,
it's a chiyuv mamonos, and he's fulfilling it by giving the bechor to the kohen.
But the logic is like this: it cannot have kedushas bechor, because if it did have kedushas bechor, and it ended up going to the kohen, it'd be over the isra of lach below scharah.
I don't know, what did they say? They select the kohen.
I didn't. They don't really explain so much. Take a look at the lashon. Read it a little to yourself. Tell me what you think. Now, la'ochla v'lo l'sorfa makes a lot of sense, correct?
Yeah.
It can't be chayv in b'chor, because then it would end up being makriv l'gav mizbeach, and you can't have peir shviyas being burnt. It has to be eaten. So that's our girsa in our Gemara. Matter of fact, our girsa is muchrach. You know why? Because our girsa asks a question from chala. According to our Gemara says, what about chala? The halacha is that chala of shviyas is chayev and kemach of shviyas is chayev and chala. How could a kemach and shviyas be chayev and chala? Chala shenitma is burnt. So if you tell me that shmita shviyas wheat is chayev and chala, you'll end up again la'achla v'lo l'sorf. That's what the Gemara says.
If it gets tough.
Right, meaning you can't have a scenario by which shmita can be burnt. Therefore, you should not allow Shemitah to be chayv and chala according to this logic. So the Gemara says, how do you say l'achla v'lo l'sorfa by Bechor? We see that Shemitah is chayv and chala. So that's mashman that the Gemara is asking from Chala, which is a problem with Sreifa, not a problem with Schayra.
Right.
So the Gemara is mashman like the Rav of Girsa, correct? La'achla v'lo l'sorfa. Okay, let's continue reading. It's just interesting, I'm not sure exactly how to interpret the Rambam, but I guess something along the lines of Sfiyah is saying that somehow the Nesina of the Bechor to a Kohen is a form of commerce. And no commerce at all can be allowed with Perishvias. Before Baram, let's read through this. Kan Paragayalov Atesdalokech, Behema mi Perishvias, Hareza Paturim in Habachira. Shari Nehra Lachla Veloskora, Vim Tiachavis Bechora, Hareza Mistake, that's the Rambam. Gedin Zem of Orbachoros, his basement based, the Refchiz the Omar, the Behema Shvias Paturim in Habachira.
I would suggest the following. It's a din in the Chefza, not in the Gavra, is what the Rambam is talking about.
Meaning
that Peroshvias is exclusively, the Chepitz of Peroshvias is exclusively La'achla. It can never come into a situation where it produces something other than Peroshvias La'achila. And here, where let's just read the Rambam again, right? And it's a din in the chayfetz of shvisos haaretz that it has to be lachem laachla, laachla v'loy l'schayra. V'mtiyeh chayevus b'bechor ha'reizim istakir b'bechor sha'reyotzu mitoyres perishvias. That bechor is no longer toyres perishvias. Now the question. Why not? Why is that Bechor Yotzei Mitoyres Perishvias?
Why is that called Schara?
It no longer has the halacha of Perishvias on it. Now,
it does. Meaning, in general, that's the Chiddush of Perishvias. Perishvias, the Kedusha keeps transferring. Therefore, the Kedusha Shvias is Chal on the animal. Therefore, La'achla V'lo L'Schara. That animal could not be ever come to a situation whereby you hand it over to the Kohen. Because by handing it over to the Kohen, you're over the Isser V'lo below the Schara.
It keeps going till the last one.
Right.
The first one becomes Shvias, right. And then all the intermediates
can't the Kohen eat it?
What?
Can't the Kohen eat it?
The Kohen could eat it, that's true.
Yes, what's the problem?
No, the problem with the Yemurim is the other Girsa. La'achla v'lo l'sreif. There's two Girsas, right?
Okay, right.
The Rambam's Girsa is la'achla v'lo l'sreif.
It's not an eating issue. The issue is not eating. The issue is that you're doing business with it.
By the way, right, the halacha is, no, even if I have perishvias, I cannot sell it to you and at all, even if I know you're going to eat it. Because it's la'achla v'lo l'schayra. Perishvias that I have can only be eaten.
Okay. Here's the point.
Go ahead.
Because, perishvias, is there ever ownership over perishvias? And when I take perishvias, I have bialos over it? I do have bialos over it.
Yeah, meaning someone can't take it from you.
Take it from me.
Right. But you cannot do with it what you wish. For instance, the Gemara has many drushes. La'ochla v'lo legumov. I cannot use the food for medicine. In other words,
So let's say I have perishvias. I can't give it to my friend.
Yeah, your friend, you can.
Well, why isn't that not schar?
That's not for the schar. There's no money.
I own it, and I'm giving it to him as a matana. Can I give it as a matana?
So
why is that not schar?
You don't owe it to him. You're giving it to him. He's eating.
That's not business.
But I'm giving it to him.
No, but you're not giving it to the kohen for your own. You're forced to give it to him. The Torah requires it. So you're fulfilling that obligation. It's not just giving something to him. You have to give it to him. You have to give it to him. He has a claim against it.
Okay.
It's like Pinyan Ben. Could you use it for Pinyan Ben?
I think the question would be like this.
Could you use it for Pinyan Ben?
I was thinking ownership over it. Here's the point.
I'll tell you what I was thinking.
Ownership devolves upon it. Other than it's no longer perishvias, which is hefkel kol. It is now designated. Again, in the chefetz.
By the way, you know what I was thinking?
Designated now for something.
I'll give you an example.
It's a problem in the chefetz.
You know what I think? I was thinking it could be based on something else. You're not allowed to use perishvias to be poreil chov. You're not allowed to.
I'm saying this.
Meaning, like, even if it's not schor, if I owe you money, I'm not allowed to give you parish fees and say, you know, this settles our debt.
Because you're obligated.
Okay, I like the way I'm
formulating. You want to give it for pidyon aben? You can't give it for pidyon aben parish fees. That's the schor.
Here's
it's
the point.
The same thing.
Let me just formulate it
same
my way
thing.
Again.
It's exactly
It evolves from parish fees, which is theoretically hefter, you know, lachla lakol, and an ownership interest devolves in it, you know, it attaches to it. A specific ownership interest attaches to it in Hilchos Bechora, and that can't be.
Okay, could be. But it's interesting, it's this drash lachla lachora. What's very interesting is also the Lashon of the Rambam, right? The Rambam's Lashon is interesting, no?
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly. Like,
I think he's alluding to what I'm saying.
So what are you saying? Tell me again what you're saying.
I'm saying is a parish shvius is lachla. Okay, he's not saying exactly like this. Is lachla. There can't be any other ownership interest that attaches in parish shvius. In other words, there is no ownership over it. It's a theoretically mutlaka. Bechora is a specific ownership interest that the kohen has in it, to the exclusion of anybody else.
That's
no longer parish fees.
It's
not mutter lakol. It's no longer parish fees, which is lakol lakol.
That's your own Jewish.
Okay, maybe.
Because it says schara. So you have to somehow stick it into schara. Because we're learning it from a pasuk. We're not saying svaros over here. We're not defining shavias now. We're talking about the Torah that says it's lakol lakol schara.
Harezim is stakir b'bechor. I would say that the Kohen is being stakir b'bechor. Not the person who's giving it.
But that's not.
I would say it's the Kohen who's being mistaker the Bechor, which is no longer parish fierce. He's being mistaker in it. Maybe it's the Kohen is mistaker the Bechor.
You mean there could be no Chiyuv Bechor, because it would end up that if there was a Chiyuv Bechor,
that's Yotze Mitoris parish fierce, which is La'achla, and now the Kohen is getting a benefit out of it. The Kohen is getting a benefit out of it with the Din Bechor.
I'm not sure. So, Yesh Lion, correct? But let's continue.
I think it's the Kohen. Yeah. The Kohen is mistaker to Bechor. He's mistaker. He's mistaker.
Everybody gains from Shvius. Whoever takes and eats Shvius always gains from Shvius. So Shvius doesn't go to waste. It always goes to somebody. Somebody benefits of it.
Yeah.
But
this is a specific benefit to the to the Kohen.
That's why it's called
Shvius. So mistaker is going on the Kohen.
That's why mistaker it's Bechor.
I would say it's the Kohen that's mistaker Bechor.
Okay, very interesting. I'm going to look into this. Just bother me this from. I wasn't sure how to figure that out.
You're not patronizing me, are you?
I'm just trying to put the word.
A condescending debate.
Now let's talk about the other gears. The other girsa is the Ravid's girsa, which the Ravid brings down on the side against the
Ravid. You can even talk about you doing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. That itself is mistaker, schara. You're fulfilling your mitzvah with it.
Interesting.
It's like doing any other mitzvah. It's like a person's not allowed to.
But it's not a pre-existing chiyuv, and you're doing this to fulfill a pre-existing chiyuv. The question is, can a chiyuv come about?
Right.
So you said the chiyuv cannot come about.
If the chiyuv came about and you then did it, you'd be violating this principle. Therefore, it's the same.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do the other gear.
If it becomes stomach.
Let's read about the other gear, sir. V'din zem avor b'b'chor, sir, b'ezim b'ez. The Rav Chizda Amar, the behemish v'yit t'orim in b'chora. The other gear, so the Ravid gear, sir, is the la'achla amar rechman avalo l'tzreifa. Meaning, parish feast must all go to being eaten. If it ends up in a chi of Bechor, the imurim again are a problem. Kachi girsa lefanein avim, tia chayvus b'bechora, yisufu amurim l'gvoa. Like I told you. Then the Gemara says, if that's true, that shvias could never end up being burnt, and therefore there's no chi of Bechor, then how could there be a chi of chala on parish shvias? Because chala can end up being burnt. Meaning the Ravid saying, why did this Rambam bring the Pachas of the Gemara, especially from its question from Chala's Mashma? It's a different problem. The B'shach Mavura Atam L'Ach V'Lo L'Sreifer Vayin Kesem Mishnah Fil Aram Ha'yisol Girsa L'Ach V'Lo L'Sreifer Umay Demak Shashas Me'isa Shvias L'Ach V'Lo L'Sreifer Hainu Ki Hechi Darshin L'Ach V'Lo L'Sreifer Ha'chi Nami Darshin L'Ach V'Lo L'Sreifer Ken Hikshu Michala. That's a bit of a stretch. Vayin B'Lecha Mishnah Shekatsu Kein Vayin B'Marit Al Gazi Shepil Pel. As far as Haram L'Lo Shayach L'Ach V'Lo L'Sreifer Im Nis Abra Achakach Mitam Zev Zegarim. Again, the same idea. that if you the behemoth is what? If the behemoth is nisabra, if you bought the behemoth with Moshe Shvius and it was not yet pregnant, the same idea that the Uber that came from Chulin and Shvius would be chayev because Zev is a garden. So im kein ena vlad kedusha Shvius, vala iser machmas schor shemistaka be'em. Shemistaka be'em. Interesting, right?
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know. Okay, let's finish the next paragraph. Fianius dikeniric as far as Haramba. The Minchas Chinuch says, with everything else being equal, the Girsos, etc., the Rambam seems to make more sense. The other Lafi Girsos say no, ain't no move. He's saying with our Girsos, La'achlav Lulasor, for there's a problem. What's the problem? Kevin Ikar Atam, the Patami Bechorah Machmas Akhtar Seymarim. Because according to our Girsos, by Peir Shvius, right, by Behemosh, right, Shinikach Peir Shvius, the problem is Haktar Simurim, correct? So that should only be a problem, like the Yerushalmi says, by Maaser Sheni of Hakrava. It should not be Mafkia the Kedushas Bechor, correct? The Imlo Kein Amai Sever Rav Chis the Petura Min HaBechor, V'lam Yifata Min HaBechor LeGamrei. Why would Rav Chis say it's Petur from Bechor totally, no Kedushas Bechor? Havilei LeMeimer Delo Yakrav HaBechor, Avol Mash Le'atshiyip HaBomun, V'chein Matzin HaBechor Chutz La'aretz. The Megzeres HaKosav Eim HaKriv Rosom. Mikom HaKom Dushas Bechor Alav HaKshib HaMum V'inotim HaKoyim Rak Deim HaKriv Lom Izbeach. Meaning the Yerushalmi said according to Rabbi Yehuda that Moos Maaser Sheni is Momen Hedyot. A Bechor Maaser Sheni is Chayev, a Behemoth Maaser Sheni is Chayev in Bechor. But Eim HaKriv Rosom. So similarly by Shvius there should be the same halacha, right? That if you buy an animal, b'peir shvius, and the animal has a bechor, the patur of la'acha of lo sreifa should just be a patur of hakrava, but it should not be mafkia the kedushas bechor, and it should be analogous to what the Yerushalmi says the halacha is by Maaser Sheni. But by the very fact that Rav Chisda says patur of patur mi bechor, as if to say there's no kedushas bechor. It's more like the Rambam Shita, correct?
Yeah, but he still had a kasha he wasn't able to answer from Chala.
Yeah, well, he did answer.
Oh, he did answer?
He said the Gemara is making a dimin. Meaning you're telling me there's this concept that if you're worried in the future that the Kedusha now is dependent on what might happen in the future, then how could Chala Shvius ever be chayav? You also have a problem in the future. It's not the exact problem you have here, lachav lo l'schora, but it's a separate problem, lachav lo l'strefa. Meaning, that's what he said before in the paragraph before. Meaning, it's a dimyon. It's not the exact problem, but it's a similar problem. But he's saying v'chein matzim b'chor chutz l'aretz. Meaning, v'chein b'yirsham ma'aser sheni gabe b'chor mimos ma'aser sheni shesov sham chad tana teimakrim nosam zbeach mikom makom kogulish b'chor alav. Why would Rav Chisda say that behemah shvius p'turim in a bechor? If it's midin la'achav v'lola sreifa, should be chayiv in bechor, just ain't makriv noso. The mavur de ain bo din bechor a klal. Al v'girsas haram bam nicha. The other of bechor b'amum uteres chayrik. Mavur b'kama makaymas. Al kein patra hakosav v'gamrei. Avol girsa sena v'chein girsa arrive at tzorch in ma'od l'arum patura mi b'chora havile marak lo yakri venalim is be'ach avol kol gadur is b'chora avol girsa rambam nicha ma'od v'tzorch in v'yein sefer hanel sheherich ma'od. Okay, so we'll stop here. So he wants that even though the Rambam's girsa is not our girsa, because he likes that girsa better. Because that girsa gets him to a point, there's a whole total mafkiya of Kedushas Bechor. As opposed to just a problem of Hakrava, like the Yerushalmi says exists by Maaser Sheni, where it has Kedushas Bechor, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rak Shein Makrivin.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.